When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Get it thrown towards the end zone, and it is caught. Ooh. Touchdown, Kayshawn Booty. May takes a shot down the field. It's Booty. Touchdown.
May taking a deep shot down the field. Booty is down there. Touchdown.
He's throwing for the end zone, and back there to catch his goal. Kayshawn Booty has six.
Booty, rocking everywhere.
Kayshawn Booty has become maybe the best deep ball target, certainly on the Patriots, but made a lot of really big plays for Drake May, who's the best deep ball thrower in the NFL. And we all know the sort of superficial story of Kayshawn Booty, right? Big time prospect.
The parlay kid?
We'll get to that. Goes to LSU. The guy's pouring his heart out on the Players Tribune, and Fitzy's taking pot shots from afar.
That was a good one, though.
See how this segment's going to go, Kayshawn.
The Prince of Parlays. The guy used to hit like 8 leggers on the reg. He was awesome.
I don't think he hit him on the reg. You know why?
Why?
Because I don't think you lose all $90,000 that you put into the app on if you hit him on the reg, so to speak.
Yeah, but he had to get that $90,000 from someplace, and I don't think it was a benefactor donor.
It was NIL. He lost $90,000 in NIL
and
money.
And then later on was up 58K. Come on now.
You know every gambler that's up, they don't show you when they're down. Except he showed you on the Players Tribune, and he said that feeling he felt when he looked at the app and it said 0.00 after he had put $90,000 in there. But he also talks about his career trajectory. Remember that big game, 300 yards as a freshman? Oh, he's going to be a first-round pick. Then he gets
hurt.
The
latest in the long line of great receivers from LSU.
Oh, yeah. He was going to be in that Neighbors, OBJ, Chase, Jefferson, that whole – except he wasn't.
Uh-huh.
And he ends up as a late-round pick for the Patriots to the point where – he got up and walked out during his training camp as a rookie, and I believe Elliot Wolf, it didn't really say specifically, but a front office person came and talked to him and talked him out of quitting. He was going to quit football before it even began.
He was going to kind of Reggie Wayne it, except Reggie Wayne was at the end of his career because, wow, these training camps are really hard.
Correct. And he gets into the whole, he was basically addicted to gambling. When the injury crept up, that was his outlet. He was depressed, clearly alone, just staring. He kind of paints a picture of laying in bed, staring at his app, making bets, doing things of that nature. It's a really long, interesting story on the Player Tribune with Kayshawn Booty. And I think everybody should read it. I mean, this is a growing topic lately. Dave Ramsey, the financial guy, is talking about how this whole generation of young men is being sort of lured into the gambling apps and potential addiction and that lifestyle.
And how the NFL viewership is up 10%. I wonder what that has to do with. Oh, it's Kevin Hart again.
Yes. But the thing I actually found most interesting for the here and for the now in this long story was the thoughts late in the story Kayshawn puts on paper about the Patriots and their quarterback. And he starts, he says, knowing that we got number 10, we got a QB in Drake who's going to make a play regardless, with italics for emphasis, regardless, Drake's going to make a play. He's the leader of our team, and we believe in him fully and everything that he can do. If you a receiver, you love him. Every dog want the bone, as they say. We all want 10 targets a game, but there are 5 eligible receivers and only one ball. One thing about Drake, he doesn't force feed the ball to one dude. He's not looking for wide receiver one. He's getting the ball to anybody and everybody. And that's what we've talked about from afar all year. But this is one of the dogs, like one of the guys that wants the bone, talking about why this has worked so well with Stephon Diggs as the top receiver and then everybody else kind of getting in where they fit in, and just that whole vibe of we got 10 and we know he'll make a play. Like, you're a made man when you're in that world, right?
Yeah, but this is the fundamental belief across the entire team. There has to be, you talk all the time about like, oh, there's the dog in him. And, you know, Steph Diggs talks about, oh, I wish he was even more vocal and more and meaner.
Meaner,
yeah. He wants him to be a bit more savage.
And Drake has threatened it on our show, actually. Remember when he threatened he's going to go after the refs at some point?
Yep.
He's going to be meaner to them.
He hopes to be confident enough to be grizzly. But there's just a quiet confidence about him. And these guys that are in there with him just know it and they feel it. I also just looked up Booty's stats on the year.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Seems like he was catching a deep ball for six every other game. Only had 33 catches on the year, but it felt a very impactful 33.
Absolutely. And he was the go-to guy down the field, or is the go-to guy down the field still.
I haven't heard his name mentioned much leading into the game Sunday, except for this article.
But I would not surprise if he has a big play. I don't think he's going to have seven catches, as he says, on 10 targets for like 180 yards. But he could have three catches, and one of them could be like a 52-yard touchdown that changes the game. But he's not just all in on his quarterback. And remember, this is the guy that admitted he was ready to leave. He wanted to quit. He wanted to leave football and be done with it all. Now he's talking about the knowing that we got a coaching staff we want to play for, which is interesting because you're like, wait, you've been here through multiple coaching staffs.
This is his third head coach in 3 years.
Who was his first head coach?
Bill Belichick.
Who was his second head coach?
Gerard Mayo.
Okay, so now he has a coach we want to play for. The vibes in the building feel, again, italics, different this year. Mm. Oh, interesting. Different to what? The first 2 years when you had Bill Belichick and Gerard Mayo.
Yeah, probably.
The vibes in the building. They feel amazing, actually. The real minds behind the culture we're building, excuse me, a culture where we lost week three versus the Steelers and went on to win 10 straight. You feel me? I think a lot of people turn on the TV, see the games, talk about the connections, the throws, the time in the pocket, things like that. But one big thing I would say a lot of people overlook is the effort we put in, day out, in order for that to happen on Sunday. It's not magic. It is practice and effort. And when you practice the way we do, when you're between the white lines, it's not just straight football. It's fun. Wow. Oh, he having fun? I didn't think fun was allowed in New England. No fun, sir, under Bill Belichick. Winning is fun. That's the form of fun you get.
It was prohibited up until last year, and then last year they tried to have too much fun.
Yeah, riding bicycles and playing cards and stuff. Football is supposed to be fun, not just fun. Dan Ball?
Unless you're Joe Mazzulla, then you tell a kid that fun's just an excuse.
That is
three out of the four teams allowed to have fun. Don't forget.
Is that not still the most interesting, if not confounding, answer any coach has ever given to a question, maybe in the history of Boston sports?
Yeah, like, I'm a big fan of the job he's doing this year, but, like, take a deep breath, man.
Yeah, but it's who he is.
The kid's 12. Relax.
He's the hardo. He's the reigning 12.
My son is 12. My older son's 12. If my son asked him that question, he got that answer, he would probably still be staring in the general direction of Missoula going, but I just asked him if he could have fun.
And then when he does a jujitsu somersault in front of him and goes, wah, right in front of him, he would run for his life.
What a hardo.
But that's the biggest hardo in town, and you got to love him for it. 617-779-7937. Kayshawn Booty loves his QB, loves his coach, and the vibes. He actually wants to play for this staff and have fun on the football field. Who'da thunk? You can have fun and win 14 football games and play home playoff games. What a formula for Mike Vrabel. 617.
I don't know what that means, but whatever.
779-7937. We see your phone calls lined up. We'll take those on the other side. Ted will join us. 3-point stances and more next here on WEEI Afternoon.